Hey folks, I can't believe we made it to the end of the season. As the writer and creator, I have to say, this season has been my favorite. And as we draw to a close, I just want to remind you all to check out my new show, Majoring in Her. Follow Denise as she attempts to juggle her new love life, school, family, and friends. I've included a Majoring in Her trailer at the end of this Majoring in Me season finale episode, so be sure to check it out. And as always, if you like my show, well, I guess both shows now, be sure to like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. Take your support a step further and show some love using the PayPal listed in the description. Okay, thanks for listening, and enjoy the episode.
Thanks for coming by to see me. I know today is a busy one for you.
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy one. But you said you wanted to talk to me about something, so I made the time. Saying that out loud seems a bit odd. It wasn't that long ago I made every excuse I could come up with to avoid this man.
Well, let me keep this brief then. First things first, I wanted to thank you for the effort you're putting in with Ilana. You really stepped up to be her brother. Not only does that make me extremely happy, but by the way she talks to me about you, I can tell it really means a lot to her.
Funny enough, I'm finally enjoying having a sister. I know you told me to fix our relationship, and I was honestly going to go along to get along. But it wasn't until Uncle Hemp talked to us that we genuinely connected.
However it came to be, I'm thankful. Now, the other thing I brought you here for was to give you this.
Oh, he got me a gift? Thanks. Dad, you bought me a line jacket with my name on it?
Yep. This is why I was pestering you about what Beta decided to name you.
That's crazy. Wow. You didn't have to do that. He really didn't. A customized line jacket like this, I know runs at least 200.
I know. But you deserve it. I may not fully endorse whatever process you went through, but I'm proud you had a goal and stuck with it.
Thank you. My line brothers are going to be so jealous. But hey, why didn't you give me this tonight? Are you not coming to my probate?
Don't worry. I'll be there with my camera in hand. I wanted to give this to you now before you're bombarded by people later.
Oh, okay, cool. And a camera, really?
I know it's my fault, but I wasn't at your track meets and wrestling matches. Let me have this moment.
Fair enough. Well, I gotta go get a haircut before tonight, so I'll see you later. And next time I come to see you, can you play some Mary J. or Beyonce or Maxwell even? Just a request. Wow, I can't believe we did it. I can't believe we're betas and now all of Hamilton knows it. Lord, thank you for a great probate.
Big bro, that was amazing. I can't wait to get to college and join Beta.
How about you try? But as for you, Tristan, I couldn't be more proud.
Thanks to you both. Where's Ilana?
Oh, she's coming. She was over there talking to Lamont.
Talking to Lamont? Okay then.
Oh, here she comes now.
Congrats, Tristan. Or should I say, Silent General. Interesting line name, by the way.
I know. Apparently I'm the quiet leader type. Quiet, but very effective. Now I see you were over there talking to Lamont. I didn't realize you two knew each other.
Oh yeah, we have a lecture class together. He seems like cool people. And now I find out you're line brothers? Crazy, right?
Yeah, it is. I know I'm new to this big brother thing with her, but I feel the sudden urge to put my foot down or something. She might know Lamont from class, but her goofy smile tells me she wants to know him in a way that's a little bit more intimate. I don't want my sister messing around with my fraternity brother. Lamont is cool and all, but I don't want my world mingling like that. So you and Lamont are just friends?
Well, yeah.
I don't believe her. But I don't have time to call her out right now. Kendrick is over there waving at me. Okay, well, I'm going to make some more rounds. Thank you all for coming.
Of course. We're family.
True. I'll see you all later. Lamont, please stay your ass away from my sister.
Hey, Tristan. This is Tyson, so he's a freshman.
Random introduction, but okay. What's up, Tyson?
Man, you guys are. Congrats on crossing. Y'all killed that probate.
Oh, well, thank you.
Of course, of course. I hope I can be like you guys one day, you know?
Wow, a prospect already? We just crossed. I guess we did put on a good probate show. All right, cool. Thanks for coming out. And make sure you stay on the lookout for our events coming up.
Okay, will do. Congrats, again.
He seems decent.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I think he would be a good candidate for our next line.
Isn't it weird to talk about the future, baby, when we literally just crossed?
A little bit, but we got to think about it.
Think about what?
I was telling Tristan we had to think about the future of Beta and its new members. That Tyson guy pretty much said he wanted to be down with us.
That ain't happening. We're not going to have the campus thinking that we're with that sweet shit.
What are you talking about?
Dude is gay. We let him in and the campus will think that we're all a bunch of fruits. No offense to him or anything.
David, that's...
Oh, shit! Yo, there goes my boy from high school. Yo, I'll catch up with you guys, all right? Hey, yo, Keith!
Kendrick, what the fuck just happened? Did David pretty much say he was homophobic?
Yep.
That's what I thought. Damn. What's he gonna say when he finds out about us? And then literally about us?
Man, I don't know, but trust me. We definitely gonna have to revisit this.
Shit, how did I pledge with a guy that doesn't like gays?
Bravo, Kendrick. You finally crossed Beta.
Now who is he?
Xavier? What are you doing here?
Xavier? Why does that name sound so familiar?
I've been visiting friends, and a little birdie told me there was a Beta probate at Hamilton tonight. I heard you transferred here and had a hunch you'd be online. So here I am.
I see. Well, thanks for coming.
Of course. I know you'll probably be busy tonight, but we should catch up while I'm here. Haven't talked to you since you were at Baldwin Locke.
Baldwin Locke? Xavier? Oh, damn, this is Kendrick's ex. He's not all that. I mean, he's kind of cute, I guess. But bump his looks. I know Kendrick better not plan to meet up with him this weekend. And am I invisible that I've not been introduced or greeted?
Actually, my weekend is pretty booked, but thank you.
Too bad. I was looking to learn more about this new and improved you. But don't worry. We'll have time to meet up when I'm up here next semester.
Up where?
I'll be here at Hamilton. I got approved to take classes here through the course exchange program at Baldwin Locke.
You have got to be kidding me. Out of all the schools, he chooses this one. Knowing that Kendrick will be here too, I see what his ass is trying to do.
Oh, okay then. Well, I hope you enjoy yourself while you're here, but I should let you know I don't see us hanging out or talking like that.
You say that now, but there's time for you to change your mind. But I'll let you enjoy tonight. See you around.
The hell he will.
Shit, that was random. I mean, I never thought I'd actually see him again. Don't worry, Tristan. I'm not trying to pay Xavier any attention.
You do what you feel is best. You're grown.
Look, there ain't no need to go into passive-aggressive mode. You don't have to worry about him. You and I are good.
I believe you.
Good.
While I believe and trust Kendrick, I don't trust Xavier. I can tell by his eyes he's shady and plotty. And after all Kendrick and I have been through, I'll be damned if I let some trifling-ass ex get in the way. Some folks may think I'm being jealous, but I call it protecting my home from intruders. I just might have my hands full next semester. Ugh, great.
Hey, here comes Denise. Wait, and is that Nathan?
I think so. He's very cute in person.
He is. But don't stare too hard.
Shut up.
And what's so funny?
Nothing, trust me.
Whatever it was, it probably pales in comparison to what you two did tonight. Shit! I didn't know you two had it in ya. Can I hire y'all to step for my birthday?
Really? Hire us? Actually, tell me what you're willing to pay and we'll talk.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I want you guys to finally meet Nathan. Nathan, this is Tristan and Kendrick. Kendrick and Tristan, this is Nathan. Lord, please let Tristan like him. I know I'm grown and don't need his approval, but I got to have my best friend like my boyfriend. I don't want a real-life Martin and Pam situation.
Hey, what up, fellas? Good work out there tonight.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm just glad to be officially done.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, you didn't become a Kappa Pi Omega man like me, but I guess you're happy with your decision to be a Beta.
Oh my gosh, no. I know Nathan's just joking, but why would he say that? Doesn't he know he is trying to make a good impression here?
Well, we can't all take that easy and mediocre path to being Greek.
Wow, okay. I see you got jokes too.
A few.
Good. They're joking with each other. That's a great sign. But wait, I hope their joke isn't like the joke and Tristan did with Ben. Nah, it's not. Although, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm definitely going to ask Tristan later if he picked up any vibes that Nathan likes men.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Kendrick, it looks like they want us to take pictures. Nathan, it was nice meeting you.
Thanks. You too.
Yo, and make sure you treat my girl right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Denise, I'll get at you later.
Bye, y'all. That wasn't so bad. What you think?
Tristan and Kendrick are cool, but I'm a little confused about something.
Confused about what?
Well, you told me your best friend Tristan had a boyfriend or whatever named Kendrick. Was that the same Kendrick?
Yeah, why?
Oh, Tristan pledged with his boyfriend. Well, that shit is wild. The betas were okay with that?
They don't know.
Interesting. Well, good luck to them, because I don't think that would fly in my chapter. Anyway, you ready to go eat?
I have a few follow-up questions to that, but for now, I guess I'll just put a pin in it. Yeah, let's go. Just to warn you, I'm hungry, so I won't be eating cute at all.
Shit, do you ever.
Excuse you.
Relax. I'm just saying, you're comfortable to be around me, and you're not shy about eating. I love that about you.
Does this count as him dropping the L word? I hope not, because as much as I want to finally get some, I'm not ready to commit to sex tonight. Shit, I really do want to eat, and I don't want to be riding nothing with my stomach poking out because I ate too much. Yeah, L word or not, he's still going to wait for these cookies. Well, thank you.
Of course. Now, come here.
Shit, kissing me like that? And I may actually just order a side salad and some soup crackers.
Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time. So most people think my friend Denise is some modern-day Southern belle that has it all together. They think she is the epitome of class.
Remember how you told me not to eat that Indian food yesterday for lunch?
Yeah.
Well, you are right. It may have taken all day and night, but it finally crept back on me early this morning.
See, I told you. And now look at you. You're on the toilet just stuck.
Not now.
Folks imagine Denise as the shining example of a college student that knows nothing less than an A.
Oh, she did grade the test. Okay. Laura, please give me an A. Or at least a B. I've got a GPA to think about. And I got a fucking 70. That's a C. Actually, a C minus. And barely. Damn.
And for the life of me, I can't figure out why people think Denise is immune to the dangers of sexual attraction, as if she'll never flake on her responsibilities every now and then just to get some.
So you remember what it's like to be in a new relationship and just
what?
Just have one of those moments where you've got to have it. I can't believe I just told him that.
It? Are you talking about sex? Do you literally want to blow me off for a booty call?
You don't have to say it like that.
Say it like what? Say it like it's the truth?
What was I thinking? I sound like a terrible friend. A terrible horny friend.
Now don't get me wrong. I'm not trashing my best friend. Not in the least bit. I'm just trying to let you all know she's a lot more layered than you give her credit for. But hey, don't take my word for it. You'll soon find out.